Hello, Psychic Life TV watchers. Today we are talking with Lana Boss about emotional clearing, and she is like my go-to person to help me with this. I cannot tell you how much my life has improved since she has come into my life and taught me just how simple it is to clear out old emotional crap. We're not really taught how to do this growing up, and so many of us have just giant emotional bodies filled with stuff that we really don't need to be hanging on to. And each opportunity for clearing is when we're feeling triggered, pissed off, sad about stuff. All of that is just an opportunity to clear. So even those negative emotions are positive things. So we're going to get her technique today and talk to her about what it's like to clear and why it's such a good idea. Hello, Lana.
Hi, thank you.
How
That's
are
so
you?
sweet.
Aw.
And before I even
Yeah,
start
start
to
to talk.
talk, you can share what you have used that has helped you so
Sure.
much.
So I think the first time that I really tried it was when I was gonna teach my first really big class in Connecticut. It was the biggest class I'd ever taught, and I was really nervous about it. It was in a new place. And you told me that to clear, you just have to let yourself feel the emotion to let it get bigger and to just be with it and to feel the sensations. And I did that before the class, a couple hours before the class, and I was nervous. That's what the feeling was. And I just like, all right, well, fine, I'll be nervous. That's okay. And I remember it got so big, the feeling. But then it sort of crossed over and it changed into this like surge of usable energy that was just pure, and like it gave me a jolt that I was able to use in the class. So that was really my first experience with using what you taught me. And I've been doing it ever since, and it always works the same way. I just let myself feel the sensations and it gets bigger and bigger. And it sort of then feels like the emotion or the sensation is bigger than my body. I'm more identified with the sensation than with my body, if that makes sense. And that's really when
Yeah.
it changes. Yeah. And since
That's
then, yeah, you've taught me about the combining my higher self into the picture, and that's just even made it quicker, I think. Yeah.
and all those lower frequency emotions, they come up because they want to be transmuted into light. They need us to help them. So it's really good that they come up. That's a part of the whole shift we're doing. And it's so simple once we accept it and allow them to be there. Because when we have resistance to feeling them, they will just be stuck within us and limit the amount of joy we can feel.
That's a really
So.
great point about the resistance to feeling it. Yeah, like how many of us avoid certain people or subjects or places because we just don't want to feel something.
I
Yeah.
noticed that yesterday, at the supermarket, that there was the waitress, or not the supermarket, at the cafe. The waitress was having a heavy energy, and I thought she should be light. And then I had a judgment that she should be light, and that's how I'm judging myself. And I don't want to people to be around me when I'm heavy, because it those are like things we hide in the closet. We
Yeah,
don't want to be
totally.
heavy. We're rejecting ourselves when we're heavy, but that's really when we need ourselves the most and when we need our own love the most. So the more we can feel those heavy emotions and run love at the same time, fact will be to transmute them. And then they won't have any power over us.
Yeah.
And
I
that's really
always
what self-love is about. It's about loving ourselves and giving ourselves love, even when we're heavy.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love too that we're not just clearing this lifetime, but really clearing all of our lifetimes. And to me that just made so much sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And past There's so many past experiences that we haven't cleared before, and because of that, they're in our energetic field, our emotional field, and needs to be cleared so that they can shift with us. Because that's what the most important thing we can do in this shift is not to help everyone else shift. It's really to shift ourselves and shift all past aspects of our so that they're up to speed. And that way we don't have to change anyone else, and it's so much more effective just to focus on ourselves and change ourselves, and that way everything else will change. Everyone else will be a reflection of that.
So you're saying it's important for us to give ourselves permission to have time to clear, to make it a priority, to really be with ourselves and the process.
I wouldn't say make it, it's right, yeah, definitely make it a priority, but don't make it a task. Like, some people can actually be processing addicts and feel like, oh, I need to process. No, it will come up naturally as it unfolds. And also pay attention to if you're coming at a point where you're so sensitive that you're picking up on other people's stuff. But again, the simplest way to send that back is to send them love and compassion. So if there's someone you have a hard time feeling love towards, that's really the person you need to send the most love and compassion towards. Because you might be picking up on their stuff if you have any resistance to what they're feeling, or to their heaviness or their anger or whatever. Sending yourself love, sending them love, and I think we should do this instead of just talking about it.
Okay.
Let's just practice feeling as we breathe in, then let's just breathe in love. As we breathe out, we imagine that love spreading out in every cell of our bodies.
My whole body feels tingly.
Yeah. And getting in the heart center, getting down to the heart, breathing love. Yeah, and then we can use, I love that tool of running love and then holding my hand somewhere, wherever I feel anything. And then running love directly to that place. Like, we can be our own hands-on healers when we need it.
Yeah.
That's really so easy to be our own healers. I think that's really necessary to come to that point. That's also why I love that you taught me so much about how to connect with my own guides. And that is so important.
Yeah. It's definitely very helpful in this world when we're so focused on what's outside of us, you know, when we really look inside to see who we really are, even with the help of a guide, it can totally transform your life.
Yeah.
So
other ways to process is to, like, it's really quick when there's physical activity involved. Exercise makes processing faster. Like drinking water, there's that the whole system is being updated with new energy, or just air and water runs through. That's why breathing is so important when there's a heavy emotion we're feeling. Just breathe. If you can't remember anything else, just remember to breathe. That is so important. And drink water. I know that sometimes, like when there's an emotion of fear, the last thing we want to do is breathe, but it's so helpful.
That's true. Why do we sort of clam up when we get scared or angry? Do you know?
I have no idea. There's so many theories. And I just love being at a point where I don't know, and it doesn't even, I don't even be attached to a certain knowing. Even like when When, because there's something about that that we want to know, we want it to make sense, and that can actually stop us from processing. Like if we wake up one morning and we feel sad or depressed and it doesn't make sense, that could be a past aspect of you, a past emotional, energy, the past emotion that was never healed or cleared that comes up because now you have the capacity to heal it that you didn't have before. I've had a ton of mornings like that when I woke up, felt depressed, and it didn't make sense because my life is great. And because it didn't make sense, I would just stuff it under, stuff it because I want to be happy. So it's just important to allow it to be there, even when it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I see a lot of that where things are really going well for us. You know, maybe we've made new strides in our career or personal relationships, and then all of a sudden something takes us over. We have a new anxiety or a new fear, or, you know, we wake up depressed and we don't know why. And you're right, it's because we have reached a new level of vibration in our bodies. We're at a new awareness and we have better capabilities to process those old things that were keeping us down. And yeah, it has nothing to do with, you know, we made a wrong decision or we're bad people or, you know, we just have to accept that that's what our body's feeling and releasing and just acknowledge it and give it its respect and love it and it'll go away.
And also, it's so important not to be attached to wanting it to go away. Because sometimes when we process, we, okay, I can breathe because then it can go away. Or, okay, I can imagine that it gets bigger or feel it because I want it to go away. So don't be focused on, I'm only processing because I want it to go away, because that's rejecting it. So it's so important to see it as this little, this like a little child that needs our attention and love. And by rejecting it and wanting it to go away because we don't like it, it just gets more sad. So just allow it to be there. Really say, it's okay. It's okay for me to feel this way. And it's okay. You can be here, fear or sadness. It's okay. And just calm it that way. Just you're allowed to be here. And then really send it unconditional love. Because that's also what we came here to learn about unconditional love and practice that. And that's really what unconditional love is. It's loving ourselves even when we are feeling this heaviness.
So if we're in a situation where we don't have much time alone, we're always around our spouse or coworkers or children, and we feel something come up that wants to be released. Do you know how we could deal with that, or how can we make it okay to feel, you know, not okay around other people? How can we be depressed around other people as we're dealing with something, or be sad and make that okay?
Part is actually that it dissolves pretty quick when we express it as well. So if someone asks us, how are you feeling? And we say, good, then we feel crappy and we're lying. But if we just say, I feel heavy or I feel sad, and then afterwards they will, respond with, usually they will respond with a, oh, or they won't reject us. It's, we're the ones who are rejecting ourselves most of the time, and then we're afraid that everyone else will do it. But it doesn't matter how they respond. What matters is that you acknowledge in what is going on and express it, and then that in itself, the expression of it will help it dissolve a little bit.
That's great advice.
Because you're allowing it to be there. It's just the allowance of it that's so important.
Perfect.
So start to be honest with people about how you feel. And that's also the most important way to communicate, especially with a partner, is always to say how you feel. And not, that's something I've been practicing my relationship is to not go immediately to wanting to fix and change him so that I don't have to feel what I'm feeling, but instead just saying what I feel. And then usually I realize that it has to do with something else. It never has to do with him, actually. It has to do with past relationship or old traumas, things that were never dissolved in a past relationship, and that's why we're doing it now.
Ah. So he's just allowing you to see what is in you already. It's not really about him.
Exactly. Ah. Relationships are so good triggers, and they really take a level of maturity for them to be, you know, at a point where we can heal each other instead of just adding more.
Mm-hmm.
But by being honest about how you feel, it will be easier for you to get things up to the surface. Mm-hmm. So by being honest to everyone else and to yourself, it will be so much easier to clear. Because being honest is like the first step of acceptance. It's accepting, okay, this is how I feel.
That's true. Awesome.
And never, there are also people who are thinking that expressing their emotions is a way to clear them. So if they feel angry, then just blasting that anger out on their partner. But that doesn't feel, that's not the right way to do it. It's just to stay with it and really accept it, because really allow it to be there. I hope that makes sense.
It does, you know, because it's never really about the outside trigger. It's never about the other person. It's never about the, you know, person who cut you off in traffic. It's always just a reflection of what you have inside of you. And they're just giving you an opportunity to see that, you know,
exactly.
Experience yourself. So instead of bursting out at the person that triggered you, you should really just be acknowledging that you have that inside of you and that, you know.
Thank them.
Exactly. Yeah. You. Thank them.
Even though it's hard.
It can be. Yeah. 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 I just went through a whole process like that where I got a really bad review of a book that I wrote. And at first, you know, I went through all the stages of emotion. I was really upset. I was hurt that someone would do something like that. And then I was angry, you know, why did she do that? She didn't have to do that. It doesn't make sense. And then I realized, okay, well, I'm feeling really angry. What is this about in me? You know? And then I said, okay, well, it's just there. It's just from the past and it wants to be released. And this woman was kind enough to show me that I have all of this anger inside of me. And so then I was like, okay, well, thank you, you know, for doing that for me and allowing me to experience myself. And then I went with it and I felt it and it felt great. So just like you're saying, it's not about the other person. It's about you. And, you know, everything.
And if you can't get to the point where you can thank them, that means you still haven't. It means that there's still gifts to extract from it and emotions to be processed.
Mm-hmm. True.
So that's a good indicator.
Yeah, it's like the complete circle of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even though I completed that little circle, it doesn't mean I'm totally done with my anger, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, but usually it has to do with something else. And that's also why it's so important to clear, because when we clear whatever comes up, even when it doesn't make sense, really important, then we don't have to create another circumstance that will trigger that emotion. Because every circumstance we create is just triggering what is already in our field.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we often think that when it comes to, like, everything that is in our reality is created by what's in our field.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not because I
understand what you're saying.
Can you explain
so
in a better way?
Yeah, our outside reality is just a physical representation of our energetic holdings.
Yeah,
So
and
I
that
have,
is so much easier to see now
yes.
because the times have become so much clearer. It's amazing.
Exactly. So if that anger in me wasn't already there, I would not have manifested that bad review, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the way to see it. And that will take a person out of their victimhood and
Yes.
think,
Yes.
oh, I created this to help myself see what I need
So
to clean
true.
up.
So I have one last question for you, Lana. I have a lot of people say that it's hard for them to not think while they're going through the feeling process. Like, whatever is true for them at the moment, maybe they're going through a divorce or they just got laid off or they're anxious about something else, those thoughts will come up when they're feeling their emotions. So, do you have a tip for people to separate what is going on for them in their lives and how they want to label that feeling so that they can just feel it and experience it?
When they're overthinking so that they
Yeah.
don't allow themselves to feel. Well, writing it can be really helpful. So just writing it out. I've been using diary therapy for so many years to heal myself from an abusing childhood and all kinds of really experiences. And just writing was so healing in itself. So, or even speaking it in your on your recording device, just speak it as if you're speaking to a therapist. Just get it out, empty that trash can within you, like you're emptying a trash can, then just empty the inner trash can. So, like we're, using the toilet every day. It's great to release that mental garbage every day as well. And that will lead to it being easier to feel the emotional garbage. Not that it's garbage. It's just aspects of ourselves that needs our love. It's not garbage. Let's not see it as garbage. Let's not see it as anything. There's anything wrong with it. It's just needs our help. It's let's see it as little kids, little aspects of ourselves. Just so we don't see it as something we need to get rid of. 'Cause we will just that's just creating more resistance. So
Very
write it
true.
out, empty that inner mental trash can.
That's great. So how did you come to know all of this about emotional clearing? And do you have anything in the works to help more people with it?
Well, I, grew up with domestic violence and just sexual abuse and really, suicide attempts, self-hatred and all kinds of, different abuses and just hated myself and hated life. So being at that bottom point of feeling so worthless that if I kill myself, that would be the solution. And working my way out of it has taught me so much about how to do it. Before, I would always run into alcohol or food or men or sex or whatever I could find drugs to avoid feeling my emotions. And then, I would always escape into things. Even escaping into work, opening the fridge, that's something a lot of people do to avoid their emotions. And making ourselves a prisoner in our own life by running around like that. So at some point I became tired of doing that, of having those patterns, and I just allowed myself to feel. I think that the biggest point was when I'm overweight. I your picture and you couldn't in the video. That was like my highest wake up, like you had to do something. Because we all have different wake up calls. For me it was my physical appearance because that has always been important to me. And for other people, it might be something else to have us really see that something needs to change. And I knew that to change my body, I needed to stop emotionally eating, stop doing that, and feel instead of eating. So I would put a note on my fridge that says, how do I feel and what do I need? So that I would be aware of that. And usually the answer was that I really need love, or I need a break. I need a break was a big one, that I didn't allow myself to get that. So.
That's brilliant, by the way.
So for emotional eaters out there, that on your fridge.
Yes.
And I rarely emotionally eat now. So.
That's great.
Yeah. And also, don't feel bad about yourself if you have things to process, or, you know, feel like, because we will never get, I don't believe that we'll ever get to a point where we don't have anything else to process or feel or clear. So don't make it a goal. Some people, I've noticed some spiritual people who are so into their spiritual process that has become their whole life, that they forget to have fun and enjoy. And I know you've noticed that too.
There could be just as much judgment in the spiritual world as there is in the regular world. So it's important to listen to yourself and what you need. Sometimes you just need to yell. Sometimes you just need to throw rocks into the ocean, and sometimes
I just bought a heavy bag and some pink gloves to release my anger, because there's a lot of it. So
that's so great. How's it been going so far?
It's effective. Just one song I put on, a song that created memory of and a circumstance that has not yet been resolved. And I just go to town on the heavy bag during that song, and after that, I feel like it's gone. That was easy.
That's great.
Yeah, and it's great exercise as well. Using exercise to clear is really effective. So it's good to do the exercise first, and then go to the clearing part, or the feeling part. There's something about exercise, for me at least, that makes it faster and easier. I think it's because my breathing is already happening. Breathing really makes it faster.
And you're more identified with your body than your mind when you're moving. That can help too.
Yeah.
That's great. That's right. Great advice for all those people who are stuck in their heads, you know. Just get moving first, and then it'll be easier to feel everything. Is there anything else you'd want to share with us?
And get down in heart space. Practice being heart-centered as much as possible. That's just so easy to practice that. Just down to heart. Get down to the heart instead of, you know, constantly being in the mind. Because I'm a mind person too, so I really need to practice that. Getting down to. But it's different for everyone, because we're not all constructed the same way. So this was just what worked for me, and I hope it will help someone else.
Oh, I'm sure it will. There's something for everyone in here, and I'm really grateful for you sharing all of this with us. So if people want to follow up with you, is there a place they can find you?
Well, if anyone would like help with emotional clearing, and they feel like, then, like, what I've said resonates, or there's something about me. We all know that intuitively if we're drawn to someone. So that's great. Then I think just find me on Facebook. That would be easier.
Okay, so Lana Boss on Facebook.
Yeah, facebook.com/LanaBoss.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for helping us and getting us in touch with our heart and our emotions.
Thank you.